Strap Dollar Podcast with your host, Chris G. Today, I got two special guests in the motherfucker. You may have heard him on this fucking podcast before. I got Mega Man in the motherfucker. What's up, my boy?
Yo, 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 yo.
What's up, dude? Hey, finally, I want to say thank you for pulling back up.
Yeah, we had a little technical difficulties earlier, but we're set now.
Yeah, we're set. You know, this fucking Anchor. Shout out to Anchor because they make this podcasting shit a push of a fucking button. For the people out there listening that wanted to do a podcast, well, Anchor is the way to start off. That's anyways, Mega Man, you brought your lady today.
Yes.
Cynthia, hello. Hello.
Hi.
I heard you on your cousin's podcast, the Badass Chicas podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you guys were doing some girl talk, and I was like, oh, shit, okay.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm used to hearing you on the Mega Man podcast.
Yeah, that's when he makes me do podcasts with him.
Well, yeah, she doesn't want to sometimes, but, you know, like, I have a lot of listeners that like to hear her. So, like, hey, when are you going to have your girlfriend back on? But it just depends on her, you know?
No, I like it. I like it. Cynthia, how does it feel to be co-hosting with Mega Man, a.k.a. Steven Martinez?
It's cool, you know.
Uh-huh.
He likes to do all that stuff. I'm more like the private person. He's more like the person he's out there, but it's pretty cool. I'm getting used to it.
So we'll talk about that. Shout out to my boy Mega Man, man, because you guys, it's a good contrast on the podcast when you guys are on it together. Because, you know what I mean? First of all, she gives a woman's perspective on her opinion. And what I wanted to ask Mega Lady was about when I listen to you on a lot of the podcasts, you seem quite reserved.
Okay.
Are you like a little shy?
I am. I'm more like the private, like I said, I'm more like the private person. I'm more like shy and everything. So yeah. But
how does it feel being with Mega Man when he's completely opposite?
Oh yeah, we are the opposites though. Really opposite. I'm getting used to it little by little.
No, I can tell in the later episodes, you're just more talkative now and you're starting to give your opinion. And, you know what I mean? People like to listen to you. And I'm glad. I think, how do you feel about Mega Man working?
I like it because it's a different perspective, you know, like with her. And I want to hear like a woman's point of view and, you know, like having a good communication with her, it makes it more very smooth and, you know, and everything. And, you know, like she always says, like when I had her on my first podcast with her, and she was looking at the numbers, like, why so much people hearing? Do they have nothing to do? Are they like just trying to be fucking nosy?
I wasn't expecting a lot of people to listen, you know, I was only like expecting maybe like 5, which is my family members.
Really?
Everybody hit 100. I was like, what? That's crazy. Well,
Mega Man's famous.
No.
It's all right. See, I don't know him as Mega Man. I know him as Steven, you know? So he's kind of like, oh, okay, whatever.
How does that make you feel when people are like, Mega Man, Mega Man, Mega Man?
At first, I was kind of like ill. Like, not really like liking it, you know?
Yeah.
Because I know how he is, you know, how he used to be. I met him before. We go way back. So I'm getting kind of used to it now. I don't call him Mega Man. I call him Steven, you know?
Yeah.
I'm getting used to it. It's all right.
Well, you know what I wanted you guys on is because you guys have something similar that me and my wife have. We both were talking before and things happened bad. Then we stopped talking for a year or two, and then we got back, and then we've been fucking married since then. I'm like, oh shit, I wonder, you know, I'm rooting for you guys. I bet you guys get a lot of haters and shit, but you know what I mean? I think just fucking go with it.
Right. How long have you guys been married for?
Me and my wife, we just did a 4-year anniversary on February 12th.
Oh, wow, nice.
Yeah, but we've been together for 6 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? That's why I was like, okay, I kind of, like, related to you guys and your situation in a way. I was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? I'm rooting for them because that's what happened to me. And look where I'm at, almost seven years in.
We're taking it one day at a time. And right now, like, I'm a little going to be occupied this whole year because, if you heard, we're going to be expecting a baby in September of this year.
Yes. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
You're already been a member of the DILF club. So I would say welcome to the club, but you're already been a member. And for the motherfuckers that don't know what a DILF is, it's dad I'd like to fuck.
Yeah. I mean, I get that sometimes, but not anymore because now, like, I guess in a way, like, when now that I'm with her ever since before, you know, there was a lot of doubters who was like, oh, your relationship's not going to last long and we're still here. And I wasn't expecting to have a baby with her. We weren't even expecting to be with each other because, you know, it's already been like 9 or 10 years. And whoever thought that we would rekindle the fire and be together and now we're going to have a baby and, you know, we're just, everything's going good this whole year. So it's crunch time, you know?
Yeah. I bet people saying, hey, are you going to be able to keep podcasting? Is this going to affect your grind and your job, learning to balance everything together? How do you feel when people kind of say that kind of stuff?
It's not new because when I do overnights, I think a lot and, me and my girl, we talk about it, you know, what are we going to do? And, I'm going to be stepping down because I can't be doing overnights. And, I kind of want my girl to work half of the week and I want to work, I want to be the breadwinner. So pretty much just, stepping down, working a different schedule to be there for our baby and also with my kids and my, you know, and also with the podcast, I was kind of thinking about, well, should I take a break doing the podcast? But I was kind of thinking of making it's a 50-50. I might do a season because it's going to be hard for me to put out 2 episodes every other week to make the podcast, to make it more relevant, you know?
Totally. I understand, dude. The podcast game is a grind in itself. But you know what? I like it, dude. I like taking the challenge on, trying to be a better person, you know, trying to learn how to get, because I have a regular job. I do podcasting on the side and I have kids. And when you have kids, they do sports, they do, you know what I mean? A lot of activities going on. Now, my wife works, and we have no babysitter, so we, you know, we depend on each other solely, nobody else, really.
It's hard, man. It's hard because we're thinking the same way where, you know, me and my girl were having discussions, like, after the baby's born, like, who's going to watch the baby and everything, and it's hard because, like, to me, all my family's in Northern California, Central Valley and all. And my family, I don't have anyone close to me. Like, you know, and it's hard and it sucks, you know, and now that I have my girl, like I'm going to do whatever I can. But, you know, like I said, with me supporting my girl, my 2 boys, you know, with my daughter and the podcast and also with my little one up in North Long Beach, you know, I'm going to try to make it work. So I have a game plan. We're going to take it one day at a time. I'm not really worried about when the baby is expecting in September. You know, I'm good with that. I'm more focused on thinking, like, how am I going to juggle my time with the podcast? So I have to sit down for maybe for a week or so and come up with a game plan I might do a season where I might focus on only 15 episodes, but with the certain guests, these are going to be handpicked and with the scheduling and everything and try to do the podcasts and, you know, maybe put one podcast out once a week or something like that instead of 2. So maybe before I can do like maybe January to April, then maybe take a break in the summer, then go back to August and September. I mean, you know, like it's something like that, but we're gonna see what's up.
No, that sounds fucking great, dude. It's, you know what I mean? Most people would have folded up the chairs and quit, you know what I mean, when situations like this happen. But, you know, I don't want to get too personal, you know what I mean? But sometimes the viewers, the listeners, they like to hear the shit we go through, you know what I mean? Because we're just normal-ass people like the people that are listening to the podcast. I'll give a quick shout-out to everybody that listens to the Mega Man podcast or to any of my podcasts, man. We appreciate that shit. We love when people say, hey, we listen to your guys' podcast. We like what you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. It's fun, you know?
Yeah. It's I'm going to be on the grind because now, like, I'm doing your podcast, and tomorrow I'm going to be doing about maybe 2 or 3 podcasts. On Sunday, I'm going to do about another 3 more. Then next week, I'm going to do about 2 because I might be doing around 11 or 12 podcasts. The reason why is that I need to take a break because I'm a little mentally drained. So what I'm going to do is scheduling the guests and everything. I might have a surprise guest or two I can't mention. It's all about the schedule, but I'm going to probably put 2 episodes out maybe once a week. And, you know, when you do the math, like two, you know, like for a month, you know, maybe a month and a half, I'm going to do. But I'm just going to be just pushing out the episodes on my social media. And I don't want to be overwhelmed because the Mega Man's podcast, I'm going to make a new page because I don't want it to interfere with my regular page with my girl, my kids and everything, because I don't want those episodes to be buried. So I have to make a separate Instagram page and a Facebook for the Mega Man's podcast.
So people listening, stay tuned. Mega Man's about to create a new fucking platform specifically for the Mega Man's Hour podcast, right?
Yeah, I'm just going to take it one day at a time. I know people are asking me for stickers and shirts. I'm not going to do that until I'm going to do that at the end of the year because I'm saving up to get the podcast equipment, because right now I'm doing everything on my iPhone. So once I get my laptop, Mac, you know, all that stuff, that's going to be a whole new ball game. And it's going to get better. And everyone, thank you for subscribing to the Mega Man's podcast. And I see your DMs. You know, some of them say, hey, I can barely hear the guests or this, whatever. But tomorrow I'm going to buy some new microphones and everything because I'm going to really need it. And yeah, I mean, it's Anchor is changing the game no matter what. So a lot of people always ask, well, I have to go to Podbeam or I have to go to Spotify than this, but Anchor does everything for us. It's simple. So I have a little idea where I have an extra iPhone, and I might just do one where I have it with you know, do the podcast with my Anchor, and the other iPhone I can time in and this, and try to, you know, make everything easy, because it's, and pretty much it gives you a limit of an hour, but if you want to make it more, you can just make it 2 segments. I mean, I can make the podcast go more for like 2 hours or maybe for an hour and a half. It just depends what the people want. Sometimes they want 30 minutes. Sometimes they want 2 hours. But it just depends on the people. So I always want to see all the feedbacks, you know?
Oh, yeah. How's the feedback lately, man? Because I've been seeing your shit's been growing since, you know, we first started networking together.
Yeah, I mean, seeing you, seeing me, shout outs to Let Me Know Pod Angel. It's been growing. It just takes time, and you know, with the shout outs and everything. And I'm doing the best I can because I got to stay motivated. I got to stay humble, not be cocky, you know, because it's hard getting guests on, you know, because sometimes I have to reschedule or this, or I mean, because I'm doing everything by myself. And also sometimes my girl helps me push it, whatever it can, on the Mega Man's podcast. So we're trying to get my podcast out there. I mean, thanks for the shout outs, Chris, for trying to get it, push it out to Northern California and also to the Central Valley, you know?
Oh, yeah, man. Thank you, too, as well. You know, you're pushing my shit out as well. This is the way I like it, man. We just keep talking and shouting each other out on the episodes. Eventually, people are going to be like, well, who the fuck is this motherfucker talking about right now?
Yeah, yeah.
You guys support each other.
It's like a little thing. It's like, you know, where like George Perez and Felipe and Martin, you know, they have their tribes, you know, like for us, I feel like we want to be the new generation, like you, me, Angel, and, you know, Badass Chicas and everyone have our own new generations of podcasts where, you know, like it's just, it's getting, it's, we're going to spread out the love no matter what, you know?
Yeah, man. So let's see, what do you have planned for the future of the Mega Man podcast besides doing seasons? And do you ever plan on going to like pop-ups, like, you know, live podcasts? Because I've actually been thinking about doing, you know how I've been throwing these events over here in my town?
Yeah. I don't know. It just depends, you know, like doing a live feed and like, you know, it would be awesome. I mean, I never had that before, but that's something new. I mean, today we went to La Puente and we went to go get some concha, you know, bread and everything, and wanted to, you know, go over there. And, you know, there's fans here and there be like, oh, Mega Man, like here and there be like, I'm not that famous, you know, but, you know, people always ask, was Mega Man here? Was Mega Man? It's like, well, no, but, you know, see what's up. But it's weird, but I mean, that'd be an idea to have a live podcast. But I mean, I just want to get to that point where I have a lot more fans. I want to do it very slowly and work on the grind, you know?
Oh, I understand, man. Okay, we'll switch it up a little bit. I don't want to leave Cynthia out of the conversation.
No, she's still here.
I want to ask her a hilarious question. Is Mega Man always horny when you guys recording?
Is he always what?
Horny.
Why?
Well, I mean, she is 2 months.
Sometimes no, but, young. Why you say that?
No. It's just hilarious because Mega Man, you know what I mean? Mega Man, my boy, he's down, you know what I mean? He's straight out. He's very blunt. And
oh, he is, yeah.
And you know, he's very open about, you know, talking about sexuality and that kind of shit. Right, Mega Man? You don't care about talking about fucking...
Hey, man, I don't care. If long as she's getting good dick and as long as I'm getting good pussy, it's all good, baby.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, DC. And of course,
how I got pregnant.
And it's the day after fucking Valentine's Day. Everybody out there listening, I hope you all got laid last night for Valentine's Day.
I mean, so, we're gonna do that. We're probably gonna do that.
Gonna be a lot of November babies.
We're gonna be a lot of November babies.
Yeah. I was gonna ask, do you guys have any crazy Valentine stories from the past?
Man, you want to start first? I think I just have one.
Valentine's story?
Huh? Yeah, Valentine's story.
I was never really that person that celebrated Valentine's Day like that crazy.
But. Yeah. The only Valentine's I had is like, I got my heart broken on Valentine's Day, but I mean.
Oh, what happened?
Well, I was like in seventh grade and stuff.
Oh, we went way back.
Yeah, this is seventh grade back in the day, like, you know, 93 or 94. And I was in seventh grade, and I was going out with this person for a while. And on Valentine's Day, went to the prom, like after school, whatever. And she told me, "Hey, Steven, I want to break up with you because I was in." She's like, "I want to dump you." And this is sad because the girlfriend I was with at seventh grade, she dumped me to be with someone who was in sixth grade. I was like, "What the fuck, man?"
The guy, the guy
can't
shattered.
Even fucking wipe his ass.
Middle school shit right there.
I know. But that's the only thing I can remember, you know? I mean, Valentine's, I mean, I don't know, you know?
What about you, Cynthia?
No, I was never really that Valentine's person. Like, oh, make a big deal, you know? Mm-hmm. Like a guy to do something nice for me. Like, we were just talking about that.
Talking about that because now they feel like everything is like everything's like overrated now, you know? It's like, why do it like you're talking about? Why spend Valentine's once a year where you could just do that every other fucking day with your husband or wife?
No, you know what it is? They commercialized this holiday, and it's a huge, huge money grab for these corporations because they're making bank off pizza. Like, for example, me and my wife, we went and we had heart-shaped pizza.
Oh, my God.
That's why I went against her.
She wanted to get a heart shaped pizza or heart gorgonzola meat or whatever. Like, come on, really?
My wife almost bought me a heart shaped taco tray.
Oh, nice!
Oh, hell yeah! I'm down for that.
I'm telling you, dude, they're making bank off all this heart-shaped this, heart-shaped that, heart-shaped ass plugs. You know what I mean? It's crazy.
Yeah, like, they're, like, shout-outs to my boy Tony A. the Wizard, because he has some funny-ass memes where he says, why spend $500 in a hotel where you could just fuck, you know, and do three positions, and you can do that shit for free at your house, you know, with three positions, you know?
Yeah, no, I saw that meme, dude. He shout out to Tony A, man. He be posting some funny, hilarious shit.
Hey, everyone, go to follow Tony A the Wizard. When you want to wake up, go to his first thing in the morning, look at his funny memes, because I'm thinking, like, how do you
get out those
memes? They're funny as fuck, man.
Yeah, a lot of the shit he does is fucking hilarious and sexual as well. He got those fucking memes, you know. I can't remember the same ones, but the ones, you know, it has a dude pounding the shit out of some girl in some crazy ass position and the fucking inspirational meme and shit.
I know. It's funny, you know, like this something, like we always look at it. We always, like, if I see something from Tony's, you know, I show my girl and she does the same thing. It's hilarious. Or sometimes I follow him, you know, it's just, it's funny, you know.
Yeah, this I was gonna say. I want to give a shout out to the Yo 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 podcast,
Martin and Hooter,
man. You know what I've been what I wanted to talk to you about is this ass eating trend.
Fuck that!
I heard them.
I ate ass one time and I didn't like it, dude.
No fucking way.
I would never ever do that again, and trust me, dude, I how can you, I'm sorry, but I'm a germophobic, but why the fuck are you gonna eat someone's ass? And she said, hello, take a shower first or scrub that, but I ain't gonna eat an ass and she didn't get fucking brown crumbs on my fucking tongue or some shit. Come on.
No, I remember there was an article on Facebook one time I saw. It said, man eats ass and dies of E. coli.
Oh, shit. Fuck that.
I guess he ate a dirty asshole, dude.
Well, I mean, fucking.
Some guys, they go. Mm-mm.
Well, I don't know if you heard the podcast when I had did a podcast with Alex the Large where I was
like. That's the dude that drank like fucking 20 shots and shit, right?
Something like that, where he's talking about, like, have you ever ate a girl's ass or something like that? It went down and I was in the middle going down and lights off and I had something in my mouth and she didn't wipe her ass white and she had toilet papers and had shit on it and I spit it out and I opened the lights and she still had like toilet papers of her shit still stuck in the middle of her between her fucking pussy and her asshole and shit, you know? Disgusting.
Yeah, disgusting, dude. Let me tell you my story, dude. I remember the first time I ate pussy, dude. Let me tell you how fucking bad it was that I didn't eat pussy for after 10 years after I ate the pussy the first time. That's how scarred I was of eating pussy after I ate it for the first time. I almost threw up.
How bad was that?
We're young.
How old?
16.
Oh, okay.
Oh, she can't even wipe her ass right. It's still stinky down there.
Don't tell me.
Yes.
Period.
It was stinky. I felt like I was gagging, bruh. But I was taking it like a champ. I'm just like, make it to the pussy. Make it to the pussy. Goal is to get thick in the pussy, do whatever needs to be done, even though you're eating this nasty fish tasting snatch.
Hey, have you ever fucked a girl and her pussy's so good that it's so stinky, it just your dick went from hard to soft?
Oh, that happens all the time, dude.
I don't know how girls let guys fuck them like that. It's like they're I have to make sure I'm clean first.
Thank you.
I don't know, dude. To be honest, dude, when it comes to sex, dude, I think most of the time the guys just, they'll do whatever it takes to bust a nut.
They're horny.
Yes. And just imagine, because let me tell you guys, I had a kid at 16.
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that.
Yep. My oldest is now 12.
Oh, wow. About
13.
Oh, wow.
And for the people out there listening, I'm 20. What year are we in? I'm going to be 29 this year.
Oh, you're so young. Yeah.
Damn. Hooters, what, 27, 28?
Yeah, Hooters, 20. I think Hooters younger than me. Fuck. By a year or two, a couple of years, I think.
Three kids. I'm going to have four.
How many kids do you have?
I have three.
Oh, yeah, you started young.
Yes.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. That's just my Mexican side, I guess. The Mexican.
No guys on here have their pullout games are like fucking whack.
Did that change your life a lot when you became a father at 16?
Oh my gosh, dude. It was It was dramatic, to be honest, dude. A lot of shit happened in that time because we're so young that you know what I mean? It just made the experience way worse. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's hard. I have to actually think and shit. But, like being a young dad sucked in high school because I didn't end up staying with my baby's mom. We ended up breaking up due to who her parents didn't really want us together.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, I guess that happened. Everything split. But being a young father in high school, I can tell you one thing, dude. It was so hard to get pussy.
Damn, really?
Only because all the parents wouldn't want their daughters hanging around with you because you already had a kid, and they don't want their kids to get their daughter to get pregnant. And,
oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I had that stigma on me all through high school. Because by the time I was a freshman, I was school year, I already was a kid, and everybody knew who the fuck I was, because me and the girl I was with at the time were the only freshmen and the only people in the whole entire high school to have kids.
Oh, wow.
Fuck.
But the girls didn't want to be with you, too, because they're like, oh, hold on, he has a, you know, kid. Nobody wants to deal with that at a young age.
Oh, that, too, as well. You know what I mean? That too as well. You know what I mean? That had some shit to do with it, but it was just like, I don't know, it was really hard. So I didn't really, you know, I did my dirt in high school, but I didn't really go on a rampage till after high school.
Fucking team mom over here.
You know what, dude? I should have been the first motherfuckers on team mom. Dude, I started that trend and shit.
Team dad.
Yeah, but
I love that show, man. Team mom be like that. Like, dang, you still with that motherfucker? And
well, those bitches get paid.
They have money.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind somebody filming my life if I was a teenager and fucking, you know what I mean? Look what happened now. Now they can invest their money into businesses. They got a brand.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like, fuck, man. It's like when I had my son at 21, I was like 20. I mean 20. Sorry, I was like, man, what do I do? My mom gave me hell, dude. My mom kicked me out of the house.
Oh yeah, dude. I remember. I remember one of the things my parents told me. My dad says, "Are you stupid? You just ruined that little girl's life, right?" And then my mom goes, "Pinche inútil."
Fucking, I
ran
both of you guys, like,
yeah.
In a good way, I bet.
Yeah, man, it's like, I remember when my mom told me, like, my ex-wife called and said, like, I'm, you know, so-and-so pregnant, and my mom found out, and my mom told my stepdad, and I was working on my stepdad, then he was giving me a hard time, then I remember when he was giving me shit, I just, me and my stepdad went at it, we got into a fist fight, because, you know, I want you out of my house. You know, how are you going to deal with it? How are you going to make it? And we got into a fist fight. And I remember I turned around and my dad threw a hammer at me. Luckily, it flicked to the side. But
Yeah, it's just, it's crazy, man. It's like, I guess in a way, I don't know how it is in, like, in SoCal, but I feel like with Central Valley, NorCal, the Mexican parents are hardcore, dude.
Oh, yes, they are hardcore.
They don't, it's like no fucks given. It's like, that's what I always tell people. It's like Central Valley, NorCal, SoCal Mexican parents, they're different. Some are Democrats, some are conservative, some are Republicans, and some, like, you know, like, it's you, if you have a kid early and you have no game plan, bro, you just fell off the deep end.
Yeah, no, it's, you know what I mean? My parents were old traditional Mexican parents, so, you know what I mean? I was raised a Catholic.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow.
Currently, I don't go to fucking church. I don't. You know what I mean? I don't know how you guys feel about that shit, but you know what I mean? I don't. Yeah. I try to talk about it because to me, I'm just like, oh, I don't know what to believe right now. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. Like, to me, I don't go to church. I don't like people telling me you should go to church and this. It's like, look, whatever fills in, whatever makes you happy, whatever religion, as long as it makes you happy, but I don't want to be forced to do something I don't want to do. Because sometimes I feel if I go to church, and there's like little laws or, you know, like you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't dress makeup, you can't wear skirts. But why is it that the fucking men, it's okay for the men to date who are 22 or 25, date girls who are 13 years old? Fuck that.
Yeah, no, that's crazy. That pedophilia shit.
Fuck all that shit, man. Fuck all that, man. I mean, I'm not going to put people on blast, but, you know, like I had families like that who went to church and they fucking, like, the men, I mean, I'm not going to say, but, you know, they're like, over 25, and they're dating, you know, this person was going out who, you know, and she was, like, 13, 14 years old. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you dating someone who's 14 years old and you're 23, 24? What's wrong, dude? He's like, you can't get fucking pussy your own fucking age? But I figured because he kind of spoiled him and shit or whatever. And you know, he has low self because he'll get eat up by the women in the real world, so he has to look for someone who's more younger so he can break her and mold her and, you know, make her how he wants that girl to be, that because they're too young and too gullible.
Well, the some guys just can't get no pussy, so they gotta go for fucking younger girls, you know what I mean? And that's fucking, I'm against that kind of shit. I'm,
yeah,
because the guy,
you can't wait till he's fucking 18 or something, bro. Don't that's disgusting,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah, man. He's like, when out my family members, they rarely talk to me and be like, oh shit, because, you know, I'm more blunt. I mean, I'll keep it real, but it's just that, you know, a lot of people don't want reality. Say, look, this is what you're doing, dude. Like, stick with someone your own fucking age, dude. Or if not, just fucking chop your dick off or tuck in your fucking dick, because you won't make it. I'm very alpha. I'm very blunt. And it's like my girlfriend is too. She's very alpha and blunt. And some people don't like reality. But I'm just keeping it real. But what would you rather have? You want me to be honest with you? Or do you want me to be fake honest with you and shit? Come on. I'm just going to be me.
No, totally. I get it, dude. And another thing I wanted to ask.
What's up?
How do you? Oh, I'll ask Cynthia. How do you? The difference young kids into what it is right now, as in the politically correct world we're living in right now in 2019.
You were cutting off. Say it one more time.
I said I want to know how she feels in this 2019 politically correct world, as a woman.
Oh, now us women, we're getting more rights, though, about a lot of stuff.
A lot.
We're standing up for you know, for what we believe and everything, you know? Like, I believe it's always been, like, a girl-woman power now, like, before, but now it's more. You know what I mean?
No, I understand. So, you feel pretty good in this world. But I'm saying, like, how do you feel about, like, you can't say certain words nowadays, or you get, you know, blacklisted or shamed and shit?
Oh,
do you now that you're being recorded when you have conversations, do you watch what you're saying?
sometimes I do, but
it sucks because you just can't be yourself. Because I'm sorry, fucking millennial motherfuckers, like, grow some fucking balls. But this is the thing, millennials think like they know it all. They want to be the victim. We're entitled. Everyone wants a fucking trophy and shit. But when reality hits the fan, when you have problems, they quit fucking easy.
Yeah.
They quit fucking easy. It's like, how are you going to make it? You're just going to be on your fucking, I'm going to look it up on YouTube. Or when you have situations and problems, they don't know how to deal with it. Us, to me, like me and Cynthia, we're very old school. I'm sorry, but I feel like the millennials, you can suck my fucking dicks. You guys are fucking spoiled bitches, dude.
And sensitive.
Sensitive motherfuckers. Suck a dick.
Well, the thing is, millennials get blamed for a lot of shit because, you know, I was born in 90, so I'm considered a millennial. But I think who's really fucking it up is this generation they call, what is it, Generation Z or Generation Y, which is after the millennials, I think.
Yeah.
That everybody gets a trophy generation.
I hate those. You know, I want to earn my trophy, not be like, oh, you get, oh, here, okay, since you got fifth place, you get a trophy too. Nah, fuck that, dude.
I grew up and I remember playing baseball and all that, you know, and if you didn't place, you didn't get a damn fucking medal or a trophy. So, you know what I mean? These other kids, like my kids that do play sports, because my daughter, she grew up in this era of everybody gets a trophy. And I see, like, man, what the fuck? They don't keep score. What do you mean they don't keep score? You know what I mean? And they just, it's totally different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, to me, I don't want to be a hypocrite, but sometimes we're we have that tough love, but to me, I'm a tough love, but I'm a little sensitive in the same time. It just depends who brought you up, because like to me and my girl were talking about, like, why am I like this? Where I always feel like I want to get love or, you know, my kids are too sensitive. It's just, I think in a way parents should just show their kids love. But like for example, like if your daughter, if she's playing baseball or softball and they didn't get first or second or third place and they got fifth, I mean, wouldn't be it's like, hey, you know what, Dad? I'm gonna work hard because instead of me being in fifth place, I want to see if I could try to get second or first place and get that trophy instead of her quitting. Be like, whatever, you know?
Yeah, no, I totally agree with some of the shit. You know what I mean? Like, I think these kids should be taught to be losers as well, because they can't. Why do you think some of these kids are so? What do they have? Entitlement issues?
Yeah.
We were just talking about that a couple days ago. Why do people feel entitled? Because, oh, I deserve this. Motherfucker, like, I hate when people, like, if my kids, they really realize that, oh, I had this and like that. Look, go out and get it. Like, to me, I've been through, like, good times, bad times, ugly times. I've been homeless. I mean, people say I will never amount to anything, and I got my shit together. I got my own place. I'm doing the podcast. I have a good girl in my life. I'm trying to be the best father I can be. I mean, dude, I'm just humble. I'm still alive.
Yeah, no, I get it, because, you know what I mean, you know the Mega Man life. You know what I mean, you get detailed into.
Oh shit! I got so many good and bad reviews on it because. You know, like this is the thing. My life is my life. It's not scripted. It's not like, oh, I think it's fake. That shit's reality. You know, like my mom heard it. You know, there's people who heard it. I know my ex has heard it. I know Cynthia, who I'm with right now, she heard, I think she heard it, but there's just a lot of people who are going through tough times. And, you know, this is my life. It's like, this is what I've been through, you know, and it's tough. And a lot of people DM me like, man, you're very ballsy to make those episodes. And I ask them why, because I can never say it like that. And I say, you know why? And that's why you and I were different, because I mean, what happens if like people joke on me like, well, Mega Man's this, like, well, yeah, because I've been through that shit. I don't give a fuck, you know, that's my life is my life. You know, I mean, I'm very ballsy to put that episode out because I want people to understand, hey, you're not the only one that you've been through. Or some people be like, well, wait, Mega Man went through this. And I thought my part. And she's like, you know what? If he did it this way, I'll do it that way, you know, and everything. So it's, to me, I feel like the Mega Man's life to me is, it sucks, you know, because looking back on my life, my mom and my dad, they weren't good parents. They weren't there for me. They didn't treat me to be a good kid or anything. And they left me to like in the pack of wolves, like, hey, you know what? You go out there and you go figure it out. And my mom is realizing now because, like, hey, I messed up. I wasn't a good mom. And I just realized today, you know, a couple of days ago, my dad's not going to be in my life anymore. So now I only have my mom. So to me, it's hard, you know. It's I can't be like that to my kids. I can't give up. Like right now, I'm having a situation right now. I have a little mental block because it's like I want to see my daughter Luna, but I can't. Is this? It's a very tricky thing, but in a way, it's hard because I want to see my daughter, but in a way, I want to see my daughter where I can pick her up and take her to stuff, but I don't want to see my daughter at my ex's house because it brings back flashbacks of bad things, and I can't have that, you know?
You know what, dude? I can vouch on that kind of shit because I, you know, being the parent at a young age and not working out with the first baby mama, I understand what you mean. I can relate to some of the feelings you get because it's like, fuck, you know what I mean? You're going to have to deal with that person to see your kid no matter what. And yes, it might be bad memories, but I think eventually you'll just get over that kind of shit. You'll grow from it and you'll just be like, all right, you know what I mean? It is what it is. It happened. You know what I mean?
This is the thing right here. We were talking about this earlier on our way back to Long Beach. Why, if you're not happy, if you're like want to be mutual, but at the same time still like do shit behind our back, like grow up. Like I moved on, I'm happy, but I guess people are just miserable. Like, well, I see him moved on. No, I want to kind of grab him and bring him back in because you know I want to make his life miserable. No, but why? Why would people want to make people's lives miserable? Because maybe your life is fucking miserable and you can't fucking move on. You know?
Some bitches are just that way, bro. Some are wired that way. No offense to any women out there listening because, you know, I mean, not all of you guys are like that, but a majority of women, they do shit just to do it because they're bitches. Cynthia, can you at least agree on some women are just plain out bitches?
No, it's true. It's very true. So and it's the same, but I've seen it. Some women are really fucking, you know, bitches. I'm like, how can you be like that? Why can't you do it for your kids? You know what I mean? Think about your kids. Why are you like that? Like, I don't have any kids. Well, I'm not a mom. Well, I'm about to be a mom, but this is my first baby. And I had told him, you know, if something ever would happen between us, because you never know what could happen, I don't think I would be like that, you know? It would be different because I had to think about my kid. You know?
Yeah, no.
But there's baby mamas that they talk a lot of shit about their dad, you know, about their babies with their kids, you know?
Oh, no. Example of some of the most ratchetest shit you've ever had bitches tell you.
I had a friend, and we were hanging out having, you know, it was a party. And then this girl, she was talking shit about her baby daddy. Big time, like your dad is like a fucking loser, telling her kid, and I was just like, how can you tell that to your kid? You know, you're fucking up your kid's mind, like big time. But yes. I seen a lot of the other stuff, you know.
Yeah, just shit like that, you know. Like to me, it's like, I, dude, I'm not surprised. I get fucking like, I know she knows who she is, cause I mean, like, I'll be example. I got my car keyed on and shit, you know, or fake Instagram accounts, or like, I'll tell you this, I'll be straight up, I don't give a fuck. You know, we were at Target and I saw my ex baby mama with my daughter and my girlfriend saw her and they locked fucking eyes. Like, yeah, motherfucker, yeah, I'm with them. So what?
So what advice would you guys give people dealing with shit that like baby mama drama. We'll switch it up to some baby mama drama.
Shit. Grow up.
I don't deal with his baby mama drama. I don't have, you know.
I'm good. I mean, I'm fucking good. I mean, I already been on that roller coaster. I mean, if someone's going to say, oh, I change or this or talk shit saying you're never going to make it or I don't give a fuck. It's just, to me, it's like, I don't know. I really don't know. It's just, to me, it's like, it's bad because I'm having a situation with my girl and be like, and she could tell me like, you can't move on. It's like, what do you mean? It's like, you can tell like she hurt you a lot because it's a little traumatizing because she was by far the most difficult woman I have ever been with, but I'm not going to make this girl relevant. Fuck it. You know, I'm over it. Is this that it was very challenging because she's very decisive. You know, she's a hypocrite, you know, and she's a two-faced and she likes to provoke and antagonize and, you know, and break up families. And, you know, she hops from guy to guy. It's almost like she was a fucking leech.
No, I get it. Like I said, some of these bitches, they don't care. They don't care about anything but themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the kids pay for it.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is the reason why it's harder for me to see my daughter. But when my daughter does grow up and says, "Boy, hey, Dad, how come you weren't here?" At least in a way, I have to explain why this was been going on. And this is the reason why sometimes in a way, it's like you got to have a backup. And this is the reason why, like, I have a podcast, you know, because I interview people, but also I'm also doing the Mega Man's Live. I'm knowing people want to know what's the 411, what's my story, you know. I mean, I get good stuff here. I mean, a lot of love and some here and there, like today. I just got some person who said, like, hey, I'm going to unfollow you because you were talking shit about my Dodger fans. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I'm a Giants fan. And this is because I went and if you look at my stories, me and this guy went to go. He has a bakery. He's a Giants fan. He lives in L.A. We're flipping off the Dodgers because we're Giants. And this guy's like, hey, hello, goodbye, then later, bro, because, you know, the Dodger fans are sensitive. Why is it
not all Dodgers fans are sensitive?
Well, they tag me like, oh, fuck your Giants. But I'm sorry, Dodgers. You haven't won a fucking World Series in 2 fucking years. You guys fucking choke. Suck a dick.
Totally. I agree with you. I'm a Giants fan myself.
Oh, God.
Hell yeah.
I'm a Giants fan. I'm a Niners fan. And I'm a Lakers fan.
Oh, shit.
Okay. You went all...
I was expecting the Warriors.
Nah, I'm a Lakers fan, baby. I'm a diehard Lakers fan.
Come on, bro.
Dude, hey, dude, for real, man. Lake show, baby. But you know what? Good. Dude, we actually been on this fucking conversation for almost a fucking hour, bro.
Hey, it's all good.
Hey, we need to do a part two with all three of us again. If you guys wouldn't mind, we do a part two another time, dude. I'd be so down, dude.
We can do it. We can do a part two and everything. It's all good. Let us know and stuff. This is pretty good. I mean, look, we're almost at what? Almost an hour, and the vibe is flowing. Good conversations, good topics and everything. And yeah.
Your good energy, Chris. I can feel your good energy.
Yeah, well, thank energy. You. And also, one last thing, Chris. I might be heading over to the Northern Cal Central Valley area and somewhere maybe in March or in April. So if I know with you, I'm going to do your podcast. But if there's a lot of podcasters in the Northern Cal who wants to do a podcast with Mega Man, you know, holler at your boy.
Yeah, anybody, you just heard it from the man himself. He will be coming out here. And first of all, dude, if you and your girl Cynthia come through, there's a pizza place right down the street from where we do our podcasting by my house, right? You guys have to try it. I heard you guys talking about pizza the other day, and Mega Man don't like me and Ned's, or who doesn't like me and Ned's? Was it Cynthia that doesn't like me and Ned's?
No, I love me and Ned's, and he doesn't. I like the thin crust.
I don't like that. Fuck that. That's like Celeste pizza.
Yeah, no, but I'm not talking about me and Ed. There's this place called Pizza Factory. Have you ever heard of it?
Uh-uh.
Okay, It is not thin crust. It's thick crust. But I'm just saying that I just brought up pizza because I heard you guys talking about the Mia and Ed's. Mega Man don't like Mia and Ed's, dude. Mia and Ed's is bomb. Get a pepperoni, pineapple, and olive, extra large pizza, and some ranch.
Oh, hell yeah. That sounds bomb.
Hey, babe, what's your favorite pizza? What do you like on your – what's your favorite pizza?
The pepperoni with
How was it? Jalapenos?
Jalapenos. Yeah. Or I like the ham, the Hawaiian pizza.
Yeah, I like pepperoni, sausage, and, like, Canadian bacon.
You like all that meat stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to get some fucking meat tonight. Hey,
shut up. Oh, God.
And that's what I like about your guys' fucking chemistry and relationship. You know what I mean? You guys are open. She doesn't get offended or trip off when you're...
Oh, no, we go way back.
We go way back because, I mean, we got, like, a couple more minutes. But, like, I always have to be honest because, you know, there's, like I said, like, there's people going to find out. Like, I always been trying to be more honest, like, because I don't have nothing to hide. Like, that's why I be real, like. If she says, like, hey, does that girl like you? I was like, that girl used to like me or this or that. But, I mean, we already know how we are. So, I mean, she's been in bad relationships, and so have I. But now we already know what we want. So I feel like it's the perfect time that we got back together because I felt like I needed her and she needed me. And I was going through a tough time because you know, I was single, then I was going through a funk, and she was going through a situation because her dad was sick, and she was a little going through a lot too, and it was just the right moment, you know?
No, that's good. You know what I mean? Like I said in the beginning, I'm rooting for you guys.
And thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, forget all the hate and hatred and
I don't listen to them. Yeah, I don't care.
Fuck the haters. But you know what I was gonna tell you, dude? You know, I've been podcasting for almost 2 years, and not a lot of people know a lot about me.
Uh-huh.
And the thing I like about your podcast is you're telling people your story and this and that, because I started off with Small Town Cali podcast, and basically I talk a little bit about what I've done here and there, but, like, I've never actually been, you know, I let anybody into my life story like you do. And I, like I said, dude, I got to give you props for that kind of shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because... Yeah, because I've been only doing podcasts for 4 months. That's it.
Yeah, and it's not that you know, it's not that I'm hiding shit or I want to keep shit from people. It's just no one's ever asked me. When I'm podcasting, I'm always focusing on my guests. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And no one's, you know, I've been on your podcast. I've been on who else podcast? Joe Dingo's podcast and maybe another one, but not really, you know. I've never been able to this, like how we did today. We just talked about our life, and I told people some stories today that no one's ever heard in their life except maybe me and a close friend or
yeah.
And I like the vibes you guys give off to me. I mean, I feel comfortable, like I fucking been knowing you guys for years, and it's
yeah.
Like I said, you have good energy. I can feel your energy.
she knows because we're not going to mention names, but she knows, like, we went to go see some comedians, and she's like, I don't like that person's vibe. And
it's just certain people. It's certain, you know, people. It's not just one person. I'm like, really, like,
yeah.
Yeah. But you're cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you guys, man. You know, I try to give, you know, I just like to be me, dude. Like, over here where I'm from, let me talk a little about where I'm from. Fowler, California. This town probably has 6,000 or 5,000 people population. Everybody,
damn.
Everybody's fucking business in this motherfucking town. I grew up here. I love it. It's a great place to raise your kids. You know what I mean? I live 9 miles south of Fresno. And you guys heard about Fresno. It's crazy.
Yeah.
You guys hear stories, and it's ghetto. You know, some parts are, some parts are not. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just like any other place.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Fowler, I'm a small town boy. I've been here my whole life. I've lived on where I'm living at right now. I've lived on this block for about 7-8 years. And then I was raised 2 blocks down. where my parents live for, you know, my whole life, basically. So, you know, this whole town is what I know, but I love traveling. I've traveled to the East Coast and back, man. I've been to Chicago. I've been to New York. I've been to Tennessee, to Colorado, to Arkansas, to, you know, a hell of places that I've got to travel with this old job. Shout out to West Coast Polishing because, you know, I mean, they gave me the opportunity to go do this job. And you know what? Maybe on part two, I think we should talk about traveling. If you guys ever traveled places before.
I think maybe a couple, but I mean, yeah, not really. I mean, there's some places I want to travel when I went. That's some of my dreams, but it's just, man, I'm just so, yeah, it's been a really long time, you know?
I'll tell you this. After you guys have the kids and let them get a little bit older, you guys should just travel to places, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Earn your vacation time and just do it, dude. It feels so good to actually leave your area and go see the world. And then it makes you grateful for when you do get back home, be like, man, you know what I mean? I love this place or I hate it here. And
yeah,
I mean,
we'll do that.
I recommend it. But like I said, if you guys come, let me know. Let's get this podcast popping. Get on Small Town Cali podcast. Get on some videos. And I'm fucking looking forward for you pulling up over here and doing the podcast. And I'll you guys to Pizza Factory. And you guys.
Oh, for sure.
We'll go. We'll be there. We'll be there. I'll let you know ahead of time, like a month ahead of time. Like, hey, I want to be here in this certain week. So it gives you, instead of like, you know, last minutes, I'll let you know like in a month ahead of time.
Okay, well, Cynthia, it was dope getting to interview you here with fucking Mega Man, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to doing a part two as well, so it'll be, man, we're getting some more details. But where can people find you guys that are just tuning in or don't know who Mega Man and Cynthia are?
I'm a private person.
Well, for private, because I know of her private, but you can follow me on Instagram at MegaMan6980. You can find the Mega Man's podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Poppy, Anchor, and everyone else except for SoundCloud. Rate and review. And yeah, I mean, if people DM me and get curious, man, I always give shout outs to it. And DM it back because I'm not like stuck up like other people are, you know. But my girl Cynthia, she's in the podcast. She's a newbie, but like, yeah, you know.
See what's up. And thank you, Chris, for having me.
Oh, no problem. You guys are welcome to come back on this podcast anytime you guys want. But
whenever you come to the LBC.
Yes, I'm planning on going to the LA area, probably sometime after May. So
okay,
expect me to pop up over there.
We gotta do a podcast with me, you, and Angel at Angel Let Me Know Pod.
Yes, shout out to Angel Lem from Let Me Know Podcast. It's Lem, not Let. You know how he does his thing. Shout out to Angel, man. I've been checking out his podcast as well, man. Mega Man Podcast. Shout out to Yo 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 Podcast, George Perez Story Podcast, What's Up Fool Podcast.
What's up, fool?
You know, everybody that's been showing me love lately. Shout out to Dash Radio with the Bako Boys. Shout out to fucking, there's so many people I can do.
Beto Duran, Living a Dream and Arrive Early, Leave Late.
Yes, oh, Beto Duran. Shout out to Beto Vision. You know, I like to call him by his Instagram name. They always, you know, they're always talking about stuff like that. But besides that, man, it was fucking dope, dude. We talked about a lot of random shit today, and that's what I like about this podcast, where I just go wherever. I hope
it's all love, man.
Man, well, we'll wrap that up. Thank you, Cynthia. Thank you, Mega Man.
No, thank you.
I'm looking forward to the future. Everybody out there listening, I fucking love all you motherfuckers. Like, share, subscribe to me and Mega Motherfucking Man. We out, motherfuckers. Peace.
Later. Bye-bye.